This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's 855-450-3733. Hour number three of our program. We've been on with Chris Gannon, who is an activist for family law and for parental rights and wants to address some of these inequalities. But first, I wanted to ask you a simple question. Did you eat 10 servings of fruits and vegetables today? I'm willing to guess you did not. Good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great. However, eating right all the time can be challenging. Travel, work schedules, they can get in the way, or you may not have the desire or time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature has the solution with just three of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their veggie capsules. You get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that is a lot of nutrition. For a limited time, you can get free shipping plus a free set of fruits and veggies. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL. That's balanceofnature.com, coupon code FTL. And hey, I got 10 servings of fruits and vegetables this morning, even before I made it to work. That's a pretty cool thing. We're in studio. Myself, Chris.
Chris Gannon from Dad Talk Today.
And Nobody from electnobody.com.
And we have been spending a whole lot of time on this subject. I find it fascinating. I find it heartbreaking. It's one of those areas that I don't think anybody goes into a relationship saying, boy, if I just have a kid, then I can tear my partner apart in a courtroom and I'll make all kinds of money. I don't think most people go into parenting with that in mind, but you have a system that actually encourages that amount, that kind of behavior. I mean, it's almost a joke in sitcoms, you know. If you divorce, you're going to come out ahead. You can get child support. You know, why is this a thing? And this idea of, you know, 50-50 parenting, that should be the first choice. You should, if both parents are capable human beings that were able to take care of the child before you broke up, then what's changed? Why can't you both share the parenting responsibility after you've broken up?
And that's the crux of the problem right there.
And I think we have to change mindsets. I mean, people, this is a big change. I mean, the legal system supporting messy breakups has been in place for an awfully long time.
It's a very profitable system that's been in place.
And a lot of people making a lot of money off of, and as you pointed out, a lot of attorneys and actually government benefits from this.
Right. And the focus and the attention goes off the child. So, like Rob Adams, the gentleman we have on talking about the situation with his son, so him and his son are a victim of this, okay? And I really, like, want everybody to hear, after being victims, Rob and his son being victims of these family law courts, like, what's happening to Rob and his son now
right.
as a result of this broken, corrupt system?
We're going to go back to Robert. Robert, you still with us?
Hey, how you guys doing?
There we go. How you doing, man?
Yeah. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened on the last call.
That's all right. But you were telling us about your son, and this was a horrible accident. I don't wish this sort of thing on my worst enemy. But through an accident that involved, I guess, your ex, and she was involved in some drugs, an explosion took place that seriously injured your son. And she was injured at the same time. But that's kind of where we left it. And you do, I guess, have some opportunity for him to be treated at a Shriners Hospital.
Yeah, the Shriners Hospital, because the night the incident initially happened, none of the hospitals here in Michigan were able or adequately supplied to handle my son's case. And they were actually in the process of making my son comfortable by increasing his morphine levels when the Shriners Hospital called and said they wanted his case. And through a miracle of God and a lot of other higher powers to be, they were managed to work out and get the Department of Defense to do a life flight for us, for a military life flight to get us to Boston. And, yeah, they've done a lot of miracles for my son. If it wasn't for them, my son wouldn't be alive today.
Yeah.
And your son still needs a lot of treatment. And I really, for anybody listening to this, I encourage you to reach out to Rob. Like, how can anybody help you at this point, Rob, you and your son?
We need a lot of prayers. My son's, the reason why we're trying to figure out the airway procedure to have it done at the Mass General Hospital is because that's where we've been being treated at for the last 2.5 years. And that's the major hurdle in my life right now. Because of his airway, I'm not allowed to work. I can't leave my son because his airway is only open 0.2 centimeters. So I have to be with my son at all times.
So if the listeners, anybody listening to this, like, wanted to make a donation to help you out, like, how exactly could they do that?
They could go to the Recovery for Brian page. They could
on Facebook. That's on Facebook.
On Facebook. It's a group we started.
Recovery and the number 4, Brian, all together. And if you search on Facebook, you'll find that group.
And to keep in mind, like, Rob's gone through all this trauma with being alienated, going through the courts. And now on top of that, like, this happening to his son, it's a lot to carry. And, you know, Rob's opened up to me through some conversations on the phone, and, you know, I don't think people realize, you know, how it's affected his life and how it's affected his son. So Rob's got to be like Superman and carry the weight of the world on his shoulders, and at the same time take care of his son and have a constant reminder of what this system's done to him every day.
It's definitely a uphill challenge, but the biggest thing that motivates me is just when my son, he gets up in the morning, he's full of life, and he's just fighting to overcome all this. I mean, that's one thing about kids. They are definitely resilient, and because
right.
he definitely seems to be doing better emotionally and mentally than I am with the whole entire situation.
Well, I don't mean to say that's good, but that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely good. I'm definitely grateful for it. I mean, he has his struggles and his day-to-day activities. He's in pain a lot because all of his nerve endings were burnt. He refuses to want to be on any type of pain medication.
Now, did the state put you through the ringer after this happened? I mean, obviously.
Oh, I'm still going through the ringer with the state. They put me through multiple investigations. They treated me like I was a criminal throughout the whole proceeding. When we went to the child protective proceedings with the family court, they refused to appoint me an attorney. They told me none of my legal rights were being affected, which was a direct lie.
Right.
You know, they still do tabs and keep everything because of the compromised airway, so I still have to report to social workers and all that fun stuff. So it's still not over on the legal side for me.
Right.
There's a lot of areas, and that's one of the problems I'm having is also trying to find an attorney to represent my family, because that's a big financial barrier. Can't figure out that. I mean, I get free advice from other people, but as far as like getting an actual attorney, been very unsuccessful at that.
I'm sure a lot of people, you know, it's good that support groups are out there, and what you guys are doing with helping parents that have been alienated, you know, with some direction. But in the end, it's still going to always come down to money.
Right.
And that tells you that the system is kind of broken, unless you have...
Broken. It's the best legal system money can buy.
Hey, Robert, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Robert.
Yeah, it's insane that if you want justice, you got to pay for it. I don't remember reading that in the Constitution. 855 453. If you have thoughts on this or any other topic, you can give us a call. We're happy to take your phone calls. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. You can also hit us up on Discord. Go to discord.freetalklive.com to find out how. But you're going to basically use the Discord app on your phone, on your PC, on your laptop. You're going to use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone, and you will sound like you are in the studio with us. The in-studio right now is myself, Chris R.
And I'm Chris Gannon from Dad Talk Today.
And we have been talking about parental rights and the legal system and how it impacts children. You know, the discussion has pretty much been, it hasn't been. What it hasn't been a discussion about is moms and dads. That's not what this is about.
Correct.
This is about kids.
Right.
And this idea that government can just, you know, make the correct decision about every breakup, and it's going to be slanted whichever way the government feels, instead of just saying, you guys have to work this out. You have to come up with something equitable, and this is between you two. It's, but we've made marriage a state institution, you know?
Right, and it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. It should be between people, or, you know, and if you want to involve your particular God, that's fine.
Right.
But I just don't understand the idea that I need a judge's permission to get married, and then I need the judge to decide how we're going to break up. It's just asinine.
Yeah, the government likes to get its claws on everything it can and profit off things every way it can. And, you know, that's when we go back to solutions, okay, it's important for us to tell our stories and explain to people what's happened in this broken and corrupt system. But at the same time, we can't spend all day doing that, you know? And as somebody who's been in the family law courts and alienated from his children for 11 years now,
wow,
the one thing I can say is I've lost all faith in the court process.
Right.
And, you know, a few months ago, I after my 50th court case, you know, I had to make a decision. And I looked back over the things that happened throughout the case. You know, in my original case 11 years ago, for my son, I was given $1,170 a month in child support. Okay? And then 2 years...
Meaning you had to pay.
I had to pay it, $1,170 a month.
They certainly didn't give you $1,170 for you to spend.
No. And then on top of that, you know, I'd met, you know, somebody else who came into my life and had a child with her, and then there was another, I believe, $890 after that was all said and done.
Wow.
So $1,170 and $890, it got to the point where I was sleeping in my car just to get back and forth to work.
Yeah.
And saving my money so that I could go down and get the kids on the weekend, and not only that, but be able to, you know, take them out and do something fun.
Right. Have some quality time.
Yeah, some quality time. And Christmases and the holidays, I would have to plan months in advance. I was down to 120 pounds because it was like eat or see my kids.
Right.
And the state, they don't care. And, of course, you know, the custodial parents, that's not their problem. You know, they're living in $200,000 house and going to Disney World, and, you know, they don't care. But I had to take a step back. And what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And with me saying, you know, I've lost faith in the court system, this is my personal opinion, okay? This is my personal perspective. And I don't encourage anybody to follow the path that I've taken. You really need to put some thought into it. But I've decided this is the best path for myself.
Right.
This is based off of pure opinion, and that is a legal term. So, you know, anybody, I'm not giving you advice. I'm not telling you what to do. If I inspire you, I hope I do. But I, throughout the 11 years of my custody battles and parental alienation, I was keeping in touch with Adam Kokesh.
Okay.
And Adam Kokesh, for any of you who may not know who he is, he's actually the front runner in the Libertarian presidency candidate for the Libertarian Party for president. So Kokesh 2020, and Adam had a great, great platform called Adam versus the Man, probably about 6 or 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that was
RT? Russia Today.
It was an RT, and he also, you know, produced some stuff on his own, and that was during the Ron Paul era.
Sure.
Ron Paul brought many of us to the fight for liberty, and Adam, in my eyes, the two influential figures at that point were Ron Paul and Adam. And here I was going through these custody battles and depressed and just crying myself to sleep at night. And his show came on Thursday nights, and I couldn't wait for Thursday night to listen to his show because it was all about liberty. And while it didn't have anything to do with family law, it was like, you know, this is my liberty is being taken. My son's liberty is being taken.
Right.
It goes back to parental rights. So over the years, like, I would call into Adam's show and kind of tell him what was going on, and then I'd email him and give him updates, and we would communicate. And it eventually got to the point where about 3 months ago, when presented with the situations that I was in court, I said, you know what, I'm done with this. I reached out to Adam, told him what was going on, and he said, well, listen, you know, you definitely seem like you support me. I'm running for president. Will you, you know, join my campaign? And I said, absolutely, I'd love to. So now I'm his Northeast Regional Campaign Manager. And, you know, Adam has a very, very strong platform that some would perceive as radical.
Mm-hmm.
And he's calling, if he's elected, he will, he's
calling. I love this, by the way.
He's calling for the peaceful dissolution of the federal government. And when people hear that, they're like, you know, it's a very radical statement. But in reality, compared to everything we're talking about on the show tonight, in comparison, is it really that radical when the federal government is a large part of the problem? So let's say that Adam did win the Libertarian nomination, okay, and ran in the primaries against Trump and whoever. Number one, with him stepping in and recognizing that family law is an issue.
Yeah. To be clear, Adam Kokesh isn't advocating, you know, we need anarchism. That's the only solution. We have to get away. He is very specific in saying that we need dissolution of the federal government.
Yeah.
And Adam seems to recognize that state governments may still exist, and towns and your county may still exist. That's fine. But if you just remove the burden and the insanity of the federal government, this $4 trillion a year behemoth that takes, you know, a third to a half of your money every year just to enrich itself,
right,
and to tell states what they have to do if they want any chance of getting that money back, it's not quite as radical as it sounds.
Right, and you can still, like, if a state wants to have the exact, you know, form of a federal government that was in place nationally, they could have that if the constituents voluntarily decided this is what we want.
That's not so radical after all. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour,
what happened to the informants? And where is the IG?
President Trump and Republicans on Capitol Hill pressuring Democrats for transparency in their ongoing impeachment inquiry. Republicans want information, transcripts, and audio recordings from the closed-door hearings, and they want to hear from the mysterious whistleblower. Republicans and Democrats coming together on Capitol Hill to pay respects to Maryland Congressman Democrat Elijah Cummings, who passed away last week at the age of 68. His body lies dying in state in the U.S. Capitol, a funeral in Baltimore scheduled for Friday. And he's resting at home. Former President Jimmy Carter released from the hospital after falling at home and breaking his pelvis. Carter is 95. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That is our toll free number. That's 855-450-3733. That's the number to call. And to get on the air, we're talking to Chris Gannon. We've been talking parental rights and just this insane system. And before the last break, we were talking about Adam Kokesh and his proposal to do away with the federal government, which I wholeheartedly support. I've got to say, I haven't made up my mind any direction for who I would pick for the next president, because if I look at Democrats and Republicans, I'm like, which tyrant do I want? which person do I want making decisions about my life that should have nothing to do with them? But I'll just listen to and agree. And even, you know, some that are pretty good. A lot of Tulsi supporters amongst libertarians, they're like, well, she's really good with, you know, she's against war. She wants to get us out of war. So I'm like, ah, that's great. But she also wants to take away my gun. So I'm not really sure where that will go. So I'm looking at third parties. And believe it or not, you may be surprised by this, but there are actually other political parties out there besides Democrats and Republicans. I know a lot of you, that's probably going to come to a shock. You probably didn't hear that on CNN or on Fox News, but there are other political parties. But first, I wanted to say thank you to Ash Reddo. He is a silver amplifier. That means he's pledged to send us $5 per month that we're going to use to amp or advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. That helps get the message of liberty on more stations, and doesn't directly make us any money, but what it does is we think this is one of the best ways possible to get the message of liberty out there, because people People need it. If you're just getting the partisan sound bites from the left or the right, doesn't matter. You're not getting alternative points of view that may surprise you, and they may make a lot more sense. We're going to go to the phones, where we've got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, what you're talking about? So what's my main topic for the last how many years?
So I was talking to Chris Gannon before, you know, we took your call and during the last break, and I'm like, okay, David in New Mexico is a regular caller to this show and a regular listener, and I know he's going to call in and want to talk. So go ahead.
Yeah, he and I may already be connected on Facebook. I couldn't check because I just changed phones and I didn't sign into Facebook all over again yet to see. But I know that I've seen that dad talk on there in the last number of months, and I hit the like button on it, I'm sure.
Good.
And
thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, well, thank you. So ditto everything that you guys have said. Don't need to rehash all of that. Just check on a few things. And that is, one, on my Facebook, you know, so I said goodbye to my kids. I've told you this before, but on July 2nd of 2007, I said goodbye to my kids, not knowing I would never see them again. They were 1 and 3, basically 2 and 4, almost 2 and almost 4. And I had been the primary caregiver. She was working. I was staying home. We didn't want to put them in daycare. And so they were there and I was, you know, I was, like I said, the primary caretaker, said goodbye one day after, you know, we had split up and we were passing kids back and forth, said goodbye one day and then never saw them again. If anybody can imagine what that felt like when you didn't know that you would never see them again.
I knew your brother. You
know, yeah. So yeah, you're the one, I don't know too many other people that have gone 11 and 12 years, but you're one of them. And the one thing I wanted to talk about was tactics. And part of it ties into what you were just talking about a minute ago was Trump. Oh, and let me interject also. You're talking about Adam Kokesh. I had called into Adam Kokesh's radio show before he had his Adam versus the Man Russia Today television show. This would have been back about 10 years ago, and he was in Albuquerque, New Mexico on Kiva Radio, KIVA, okay, doing an hour-long program. I had called into him or wrote an email to him on that subject. But tactics, so you're talking about Trump, and, you know, so every politician is a sack of you-know-what. The way I look at Trump different, and it ties into this parental alienation thing, is that the way I describe it, when people ask me, you know, would you vote for Trump or somebody else or whatever, and my response has kind of been, you know, if I could find a guy on death row that could do some of the things that Trump seems to be able to do in a street fighter sense, you know, I'll vote for that over, you know, I'll look past the fact that he murdered however many people and is literally on death row. If I can get him out of death row and put him into the presidency and have him kick the ass of a whole bunch of other people in the, let's just use the word swamp because everybody knows, because they're so entrenched that I can't get them out on my own. Nobody else seems to be able to get them out or even want to get them out. And
David, go ahead. No. I'm Team Red, and I'm going to vote for Team Red. You know, whoever they put up there, it's okay as long as he's Team Red.
Right. Yeah.
That's the mentality.
It is, and all I'm saying is I don't hear too many people are saying this. I don't really care what Trump's crimes is or have been. If he can kick the ass of the pieces of S that are ruining my life in 100 different ways, including regarding my children, I'll do whatever I can to bust them literally out of death row and put them into power. So, and you know, realizing full well that the person has, you know, if that kind of a person has the propensity to turn into a dictator. But you know what? If that becomes the case, just like I busted him out of death row and put him into the presidency, I'll take him out the same way if he turns into a dictator. So that's my thought on presidency. Is the number one is if there is somebody who will be a street fighter and has the will and the ability to take some people out, then I'll put my vote that way. And that ties into tactics. A lot of the talk of tactics of dealing with parental issues is to work within the system. And the system is entirely rigged to make you keep on fighting within the system, spending your money and eating up year after year after year after year. And that's the game.
I think what I've got out of this conversation most is there really needs to be some organized, I'm not going to say some, more active attempts to put into place some common sense solutions of 50-50 sharing of time. I mean,
these are things that
need to be done at a state level, and I guess there are some successes.
It's already done. It's called the U.S. Constitution. When a couple hundred years ago, some dudes that feel like I do and took out a king back then, took out the largest empire the world had ever seen, took them out, they wrote a couple documents, a Declaration of Independence and a Constitution. And between the several documents, it already covers parental equality. And yes, let me interject that even after that, women in what, the 1700s, just to pick a time and place, literally did not have a right to their own children. The children belonged to the father, and the woman couldn't just leave the man and take the children with, and that was not right. However, neither was slavery, and we had a declaration and a constitution in effect when that was going on. But
this kind of goes to the point that the Constitution has sort of failed us. It hasn't stopped a lot of bad things from cropping up, and it doesn't have the support of the people or the politicians to actually follow it. They really need to read this thing and take their oaths seriously, or everybody in the country is going to end up like me, where I just look at you, I see your lips move, and I can just tell you're lying because you're a politician. It's insane. 855-450-FREE. We got a little bit of time left, and we got a couple calls to get to, but that doesn't mean you can't get on the air on Free Talk Live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Our final segment of the evening. We do 3 hours of radio all the time, and I could do this for another 3 hours because it's been such an entertaining show and such an educational show for me tonight. You know, of course, everybody knows about parental rights, and everybody's heard horror stories of people going through ugly breakups and things like that, but what gets lost often is the effect it has on children and how messed up this whole system is.
Right.
It's messed up because it's a rigged system. I hate to say it that way, but it really is.
And people need to be brave enough to come out of the shadows and start talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest fear is to be called a deadbeat parent. And you know, with all the emotional struggles and just mental health involved with it, just being alienated from your child.
Sure.
You know, I think people are ashamed. You know, you have fathers who get labeled deadbeat dads. And if you're a mother that doesn't have your kids, you must have done something really wrong.
Just a bad mother.
You know, across the board, that's why it's important, like, to take the gender out of it. You know, I always encourage people to say, you know, parental rights, not father's rights, not mother's rights.
Right.
Parental rights come together, unify, we're much stronger collectively.
Absolutely. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Heather calling from Washington, D.C. Heather, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm a little nervous. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I never had, like, come out of my shadows and talk to anyone about my daughter's situation.
Okay.
I have an 11-year-old daughter. I was born with a disability myself. So I have a child that was born with a disability with intestinal issues. And when she was born, her intestines came out and it had to be placed back in as soon as possible. So after the intestines was placed in, she was having severe issues with her intestines to the point where she had to get her intestines removed. She has a tube in her stomach. It's called a tracheostomy tube. It's a flush system through a machine and so forth. But just to go to the system, the fact of I can understand, like, I'm at this point where I feel lost in the system. I'm not getting any help or any recognition or just anything relating to my child health whatsoever. the hospital that provided all the care terminated every bit of care that they was providing to her, to where I tried to take it to the legal system. I tried to take it to the people that oversees the hospital, the nursing board, the people, burglar office. Like, I got in contact with so many different people, was emailing, just constant, so forth, trying to get in contact with lawyers. And, you know, with lawyers, you have to get different lawyers in order to get one thing settled, especially if you don't have money to pay for that lawyer.
Right. Is it really about just about money? And is this government provided health care you're talking about?
It's more so, it's not, I guess it's more than money. It's just, I guess they not giving me, they had never gave me a diagnosis for her at all. So it was more so me looking for a proper care plan and just an overall help. But they got tired of me asking for that, where they just terminate the child care and left her completely in our area with no help, to where I've been traveling to Boston trying to get help, but they're not helping her. Now, I do have a health attorney involved, but the health attorney can't do anything unless somebody get involved to correct the doctors. But I can't take any legal actions against anybody anymore, because the justice system put prejudice on my case. The people that oversees the hospital will not look into the case, and they saying that they don't see any wrongdoing or what they did. So it's basically signed that the child is left without completely knowledge of care. I've been homeschooling this child since kindergarten. She's never been in a traditional school because of her health issues.
Right.
I've been doing everything. I'm the only one that monitors her health. And, you know, this is my first time actually to be able to tell my story, you know, because normally time is always going through the legal system and it's never going through nowhere else, and I'm still not getting no help.
Right. Can I give you some advice? Start telling your story more. Start speaking out. Start telling your story so that people hear it, because the more people that hear it, the more doorways that are going to be open for you. And, you know, that's what my logic is with my cases with my children in the family law courts. The more I speak out about it, the more people that hear what I have to say, the more doors it's going to open to fix this.
I can understand that, but I guess because I've been dealing with this for almost 12 years, and I've been reaching and reaching for help. I've been calling all sorts of people. I've ran out of options. I don't want to get emotional, but I've ran out of options. So now I just feel like I'm trapped and I'm stuck. So I'm trying, because I was young when I had her, and I made little mistakes, but all I ever asked for was a proper treatment plan and, you know, stuff like that. I might have didn't handle it properly with how I verbally communicated, but it was never disrespect. I just wanted to be heard, and I'm still not heard. So it's like, at this point, because it's been going on for so long that I'm trying to find myself, and just trying to, not saying that I've put my child health to the side or I'm not going to keep fighting, but I need to find me too, because that's all I know how to do is just be a mother and homeschool and deal with health. And I don't know no other way around that.
I applaud you for homeschooling, and you know, you are, and I think that's the takeaway from tonight's show, is that, you know, every conversation has ended up being, it's about a kid, you know, it's about a kid that went up through something horrible, or, you know, something that the parents did, you know, through a breakup that they didn't handle it well, and the kid ends up paying. I hope you find better solutions, and I echo Chris Gannon's comments. Get the word out. I mean, we have so many more tools than we did, and I think people are going to be surprised that doctors won't give you a treatment plan. Thank you for your call. Just this idea that, you know, they decide what you are entitled to, and No. It's my kid.
Right.
That's the end of all you should have ever had to say.
And when you get discouraged like that, you've got to take a step back, whether you carry a picture of your daughter, and this can be related to the family law and parental alienation, whether you carry a picture of your children in your wallet or whatever, you need to be able to look at them and not get sucked into that pit of despair. You got to understand, for me to come on Free Talk Live and do what I do daily, I deal with a lot of emotions,
right.
Okay? I miss my children. I love them. I want to see them daily. I want to be able to tuck them in at night and kiss them and say, you know, Daddy loves you. I don't get to do that.
Right.
So for people to hear me speaking on the show, they're probably like, well, wow, he seems pretty strong. But that doesn't necessarily reflect what I'm feeling inside.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, sometimes you've got to put on a smile. You've got to push through. And there's going to be a point where you feel discouraged and you feel beaten down. And you've got to take that pain and that frustration and you've got to find a way to channel it into fuel, to have energy to keep fighting the fight. And in the past, I've fallen. You know, I've had breakdowns, like bad breakdowns, where I've, you know, had to go seek mental health because sure. of the situation. But in doing that and taking that self-ownership, I'm sitting here on a nationally syndicated radio show today.
Right.
Talking to everybody about this, and I want that last caller to think about that. I've been through a lot too.
Yeah.
And where I'm sitting right now, or anywhere that, you know, any nationally syndicated radio show, you could be there. Don't give up.
Yeah.
Keep fighting. They want you to give up, and I can tell you're stronger than that, and you're going through a lot of emotions. I can hear it in your voice, but you are a strong mother, and you keep fighting for your daughter. And every time somebody tells you no, you double down and push forward even further.
Yeah, that's the end. That's the message. That's the end all be all of being a parent.
Yep.
You don't stop.
You don't
you
give
fight.
Up.
And I can tell she's going to keep fighting.
Oh, I think she will.
I applaud her. But I want to thank you, Chris Gannon, for being on the show. It's been enlightening. I guess that's the best way I could put it.
And thank you for having me. And I want to thank all the people from Dad Talk today who donated to help me get up here. It's been magnificent, and I hope we reached a lot of people.
This is Free Talk Live. Changing the world, one life at a time.
My blood work with my doctor is the best it's ever been. All my numbers. And this is the only supplement I take now. Whatever I'm doing, he said, keep it up.
We're landlords, and I have about 3 people moving in, and it's been very strenuous, but I have the energy to do it, thanks to, balance of nature.
My blood work has been getting better and better every 6 months, and I have no explanation for it other than I'm taking a balance of nature. But all the numbers are always changing for the better, every blood test.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.